John Batsler. The People's Republic of China, led by the forever General Secretary Xi Jinping. The NATO meeting at the end of June in Madrid identified in a strategic concept document that Beijing is an adversary of the United States of America and NATO, linked to Moscow, an adversary of the United States and NATO, a.k.a. the enemy. So I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who will take us to two revelations in most recent events that point and underline the enemy is the People's Republic of China, and what are we going to do about it? Cliff, a very good evening to you. Your colleague, Craig Singleton, reveals in a very careful report a shocking fact of something calling itself the Tiandi Technologies Corporation, founded in 1994, based just north of Beijing, surprisingly separate from all of the other technology companies that are down along the coastline. And it manufactures surveillance software, surveillance hardware, facial recognition software, and a torture chair. Cliff, help me. What's going on here? This is not secret. Craig Singleton is publishing the brochure that Tienda gives out to its customer base. What did you think when you first saw that torture chair?
Well, look, a couple of things that we know and don't know. One, yes, the communist Chinese are monitoring their people and people around the world in a way that George Orwell never imagined would be technologically possible. And we know that this happens through a variety of ways. We didn't know about these particular ways that this Tiandi Technologies does, which is high-tech interrogation techniques, chairs that you sit down the subject in, and so that you can better monitor answers. We have this kind of thing throughout the society with social credit. In other words, they know what you think, they know what you say, and your life depends on that. But this is something that our intelligence community should have by now understood was out there, and we should have done something about sanctioned, especially since we now know, according to Craig, very good report, that Tiandi Technologies is selling its products, its interrogation and monitoring projects, it is using it against the Uyghur Muslims, the Turkic Muslim people of Xinjiang. We know that the U.S. government has called genocide what's being done to the Turkic Muslim population there, but they're also selling it to other adversaries or enemies of the U.S., in particular Tehran. And in particular, Moscow. And it's very important thing to understand. People will say, well, you know, it's a private company. What can we do? Well, it's not actually a private company, because under Xi Jinping, there is a policy, and it's called military civil fusion. And it means that anything that is done by any company in China is and must be accessible to the Chinese military, to the People's Liberation Army. And for convenience, the chief executive of Tiandi Technologies just happens to serve also in the capacity of the company's secretary of the Chinese Communist Party.
The suspicion is obvious that the reason it's near Beijing is because this is an extension of state security.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Yeah, the surveillance techniques are sophisticated and meant to discern ethnicity. This is something they boast about worldwide, not just whether you're Han Chinese or Uyghur, but any ethnicity around the world. Cliff, I saw in Craig's report that this is being sold to our neighbor, Canada. This is being sold to our ally, Australia. Heathrow Airport is using the surveillance cameras for security reasons, but I have to believe that they're ignorant of the scale of the Tiandi Corporation, that they're dealing face-to-face with the brutes of China. Do we believe that have they responded in any fashion that you see to your foundation publishing this report by Craig Singleton?
As far as I know, not yet. I'm sure Craig is making available to them that they are depending on this company for some electronic and high-tech surveillance techniques. There are some reasonable uses for those techniques. You want to be very careful about using any software or any hardware coming from China, because the Chinese Communist Party knows very well how to make sure that information is available also to them so they can do monitoring as well. My guess is I probably should know this, that Craig has made them aware but hasn't heard back yet.
But you haven't heard. You're the president and founder. And
they have not gotten back. No, I have not heard from the embassies of either Canada or Australia on this.
We move from state security to state security. TikTok, an innocent software, I'm told. The young people, especially the millennials, my children, use TikTok to watch kittens stuck in dishwashers. You know, it can be quite charming if you identify with kittens figuring out the world that a dishwasher is not the best place to be. But Matt Pottinger and his colleagues have published a piece in Foreign Affairs, and part of their revelations are very blunt, that TikTok is state security. This is the People's Republic of China gathering up all the data of the next generation to use for their AI machines. Cliff, is it your measure that this is not well known, that this is still a revelation to the U.S. government and to the families of America?
To the families of Americans, yes. To the U.S. government, I can't believe it. Right now, we have reason to believe that TikTok is collecting data on more than 100 million Americans. This is in the article by Matt Pottinger and several of his colleagues, which I might get to tell you more about. I would also say Klon Kitchen over at the American Enterprise Institute, a senior fellow over there, has done really excellent work on this. I think a lot of families think, oh, so what? So the Chinese Communist Party is getting some kitten videos from or dance videos from my kid. That's not what's going on. It's way beyond that, because once they get in to your device, once they begin to track not only what you're putting on TikTok, but the other websites you access, they get to track and your search and browsing histories, the key swipes that you use when you're on these swipes. They get to find out biometric data that identifies you. And almost anything that you have on your device's clipboard, you don't know. And they are compiling all this big data for use against America, against your kids when they grow older, for all kinds of nefarious purposes, some of which you would have to have a really tremendous imagination even to think of. It really, TikTok should be banned in the U.S., should have been banned a long time ago, because it is a surveillance and espionage technique being used by the Chinese Communist Party against our citizens.
Your piece in the Washington Times, identifying TikTok, identifying Tiandi, and talking about the article in Foreign Affairs by Matt Pottinger, Keith Johnson, and David Feith, their colleagues. Your piece is very blunt about the Chinese threat, and especially the language that is used by Xi Jinping himself, threatening the United States. Is this news to Washington? I've been under the impression that both parties understand the scale of the threat. Is that not accurate, Cliff?
I'm sure there are those in the government, those in the National Security Council, those in the intelligence community who understand it. I don't think they've managed to prevail at the top level, certainly not in the White House, certainly not on President Biden. Part of the point I make in this piece is we keep talking about a competition or a rivalry with Beijing. It makes it sound like it's a game. It's not a game at all. And we really know this better than ever because of the work that Matt Pottinger and his colleagues have done. They're not on Xi Jinping's devices, so they can't see how he's swiping. They're not reading his mind, but they are reading what he is saying in Chinese, in Mandarin, in speeches, in an official communique. A lot of these are available. A lot of times they're not translated, and a lot of times they're not translated well. When you look at it, you see exactly what Xi Jinping very clearly says himself. And what he says is that this is not a game, that this is a struggle in the Stalinist, Maoist sense against the U.S. And he says that's very clear what his purpose is. His purpose is, and his explicit objective, in his own words, he wants to replace the nation state system with a new order, with Beijing as its pinnacle, as the global hegemon. He has this concept of it, what he calls a community of common destiny for mankind. Now, what he means by that, by common destiny, is a Marxist vision of a stateless, collectivized world in which the Chinese Communist Party itself will mold the interests of the Chinese people and the people of the world together. In other words, he believes that China's ideology, China's social system, and he says this, are not compatible with the West and the so-called liberal international order. And as a result of that, he says, there will be a struggle. There will be a contest with Western countries. It's irreconcilable. It will be long. It'll be complicated and sharp. And sharp implies violent. And so here's a sentence from him. To use war to protect our national interests is not in contradiction with peaceful and development. Actually, such is a manifestation of Marxist strategy. That's why he is building up his military at an incredible rate. That's why he has the biggest navy in the world. We need to understand that this is deadly, deadly serious. His ambitions are enormous.
And Cliff May is the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing at the Washington Times. Greg Singleton's piece is available. Just click on it and you will be shocked. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.